Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Revelation Song, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, It Is Well, from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 17 through 26.
You are my everything, and I will 2 Kings chapter 4, as we're dealing with today, it is well. And this is a tremendous account contained in the pages of God's Word, because you're going to find these words in those very scriptures. The Word of God is a book that is filled with promises. I'm so glad of that. We call it the Word of God. You can also call it God's promise book, because everything that God says in His Word, God is as good as His Word. And so God, being the lawgiver, providing, and that we are to meditate upon the law, the Word of God, then He has given us this expectation of promise today that if we will believe, we shall receive. The problem with us Christian folks, we won't believe. We let skepticism and we let doubt and we let our problems and we let our struggles and we let everything in life. We even let people sometimes disillusion us. And we get our heart and our mind off of the promises of God, and therefore we just fall right back into that same mess that we was in before. And we're just trying to get through, and we're living in fear and intimidation. And you know, that's really what fear is. It's intimidation. Think about this morning, that every time that you're living in fear and you're worrying and you're fearful, you're letting Satan just absolutely intimidate you to death. Amen. That's exactly what depression will do for you. That's what defeat will do for you. That's what fear will do for you. So when you're living that way, are you living then in the will of God? I don't believe so. Because you're living contrary to God's Word. But preacher, I can't help it. You can't help it, but He can. He can turn it around for you, and you've got to learn to put your confidence and your faith in the Lord. So God's given us a binding declaration that is contained in the pages of His Bible today that gives a person whom has made this promise. God made the promise. And also that we can have the right to expect this claim, promise, or performance today of the specified act that God has declared in His Word. You say, but preacher, you know, I'm going through this. It's covered in the book. Everything that you can face, encounter, and go through in life is covered in the book. God is an inclusive God. He's included everything that you can ever face in life. And regardless of whatever you're in, struggle with, or going through today, I want you to know today God can solve it. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah tells us that in Jeremiah 32:17, "Hey, Lord God, there is nothing too hard for You." But when are we going to get to the place that we receive that message and employ it into our lives and live what God's Word has said? So God's Word gives me the promise as a child of God to expect performance. Hallelujah. God never fails. God never falters. And let me tell you, He's not going to start with you. Because what He said in His Word, He will do it, because He's a faithful and true God. Because today I can declare this, and today I declare that because I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. And I'm so glad today that He made that declaration, all that will come to Him, He will no wise cast out. I'm glad He's given us a promise today in salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But see, you're not going to understand any of the promises of God until you get the right promise in place in your life. And that's the promise of salvation. You can wrestle with it today, and you can push it aside, and you can procrastinate it today. But the bottom line is today, if you're not saved, you're going to hell. The bottom line is, if you're not saved, you cannot claim any promise in God's Word until you come to the promise today that you receive Him into your heart and your life, and you're born again. I'm glad today He's still saving souls. I'm glad today He's still delivering. I'm glad He's still setting the captives free. I'm glad today there's no sin that can overtake you that God cannot defeat. Amen. But see, the greatest sin that you have in your life is the fact that today you've rejected Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You don't know Him as your Savior. Oh, you know there's a God, and you've heard about a God, and you got even a Bible sitting on the table somewhere, and you even believe, you know, I believe God created the heavens and the earth, and I believe this and I believe that. But have you believed on the name of the Son of God who will deliver you from your sins? Have you invited Him into your life to forgive you and to be saved today? See, I'm convinced today people sit in pews every Sunday, even have the name on the church roll, and they're just as lost as a goose in a hailstorm. They don't know Jesus Christ. They know all the words to say. They know all the looks to give. They know everything to do, and they can even take a Bible and tuck it under their arm. But you can tuck every Bible that you got under your arm, but it's not going to save you. You can sit in these pews every Sunday. As a matter of fact, if you want to move in here and camp out in here, don't do it. But if you wanted to, it's still not going to save you. We can baptize you sideways, upside down. We can stick you out in water and let you stay there a whole week if you want to in a month. It's not going to save you. You can try to be good, and it's not going to work. See, there's only one Redeemer that provides redemption. And you got to come to Him to get it. It's not today in your flesh, and it's not today in the works of man. It's in the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what the cross does to you? You saw those folks that was on those slides after the announcements this morning. I really like that. You know why? Did you catch the song? Did you catch the words? The cross makes you faultless. The cross removes all the sin. The cross removes all your struggles, all your difficulties, all everything that is against you. Hallelujah. You can nail it today to the cross, and Jesus will forgive you of your sins and redeem you. Amen. Thank God that we have such a God on our side today. Oh, listen, friend. When we hold the Bible, we are holding in our hands today the promises that are tied to us, and today that we are tied to them. God is as good as His Word. So we don't have to worry that God will do what God has said He will do. You can expect God to do exactly what is said, because God's Word today declares the performance of God, that He keeps His Word. We don't have to worry today about God's ability today to provide. We can expect Him today, before He is a God who supplies our every need according to His riches in glory. Further today, we can believe for a specified act. You know, today, whenever God promises, His promises, they come alive in your life today, you will know the who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. Oh, amen. I like that. A lot of W's, but boy, it will produce a lot of wonderful things in your life. Amen. The who is no other than Jesus Christ. If you don't know Him, you know you can know all the what's in life. But if you don't know the who, it's not going to make any difference. You've got to know Him today. You've got to serve Him today. He's got to be first and foremost in your life today. The what is the exceeding abundantly above all that He can do today that you could ask or think, He will perform it. For there's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. He's the supplier of our every need. Glory to God. I didn't go to bed last night worrying, boy, you know, I hope God can make the sun come up tomorrow. I hope somehow God can supply our need. I didn't worry about that because I know God's track record has already proven how faithful He is.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.